This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Number three coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And as we do, we're going to have us a fine conversation with writer Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Glad to be here. What would you like to start with?
Well, let's start with the medical propaganda.
Yeah. Well, this is we see a lot of it. When you look at the papers that are published in the medical journals, it's clear to anybody who tries to understand what they're actually saying is that they're more propaganda than they are science. And this paper is a prime example of that. What the doctor who wrote the paper did was he analyzed how many people are killed with firearms in a particular year, or who die with of suicide, still being killed with a firearm. And then he went on to extrapolate how many that would be, what the odds would be for any one person to die after being shot with a firearm at over an entire lifetime. But the problem with that is, and it wasn't just with a firearm, it's the question of do your odds of death increase because there are firearms around? And in the very first sentence of the abstract, he changes causality. He assumes a causality that isn't there. He says death caused from firearms. Let's see, the exact first sentence was news media, or in the abstract, news media and policymakers frequently discuss death from firearms, drug overdoses, and motor vehicle accidents. Now, you have to be alert to this kind of a verbal trick. It's an Orwellian kind of trick, because he's assuming his whole argument in that first word switch. It shouldn't be death from firearm. It should be death with firearm. And if you look at the other two causes he puts in there, from drug overdoses, which is an action, and from motor vehicle accident, which is an action. And even in the Center for Disease Control, it doesn't list firearms as a cause of death. It might be an instrument, but it's not a cause. They list homicide, suicide, and unintentional injury as causes.
Right.
So I think you can see what he's doing here. He's switching, or he's asserting causation, that firearms cause these deaths. But that is a false assumption. And the reason you can easily show it's false, because if you take away firearms or reduce firearms, then death associated with firearms, like suicides, total suicides, ought to be reduced if the firearm is the cause. But they don't. That doesn't happen. When you reduce firearms, the number of total suicides doesn't change. And the same is for homicides. If you reduce the number of firearms, if firearms were causing the homicides, you ought to see a significant reduction in homicides. But you don't see that. And now with accidents, it's a little bit trickier, because it's really hard to analyze the tiny number of fatal firearm accidents that we have now compared to all unintentional deaths. So we don't know, really, if firearms, if you reduce the number of firearms enormously, if you might do a little bit more to reduce the number of unintentional fatalities. But I don't think there'd be much difference. First off, we already reduced the number of unintentional fatalities with firearms by 94%. That is, the rate of fatal firearm accidents has been reduced by 94% since 1933. And 91% of that 94% happened since 1945. So we've had, since 1945, we've had a 91% in the reduction of fatal firearm accidents. But in 1945, there was about one firearm for about every three people. It was a per capita rate of 0.35, just a little bit more than one for three. But the accident, the homicide rate back then, well, let's see, the accident rate was, like I said, 91% lower. And then today, there are almost four times as many firearms as we had in 1945.
Right.
But the suicide rate has gone up and down over that period. And the homicide rate is a little lower today than it was in 1945. And the accident rate is only 8 or 9% of what it was in 1945. But during that period from 1945, the number of firearms per person, per capita, has gone up 390%. It'll probably, and even four times by the end of this year, because we're in such a enormous buying spree for firearms in the United States. So if there was a close causality between the number of firearms and the number of suicides or the number of accidents or the number of homicides, you wouldn't see these wild swings up and down in homicide numbers and consistently down in accident numbers and up and down in suicide numbers while the firearms keep increasing and increasing and increasing. So I think you can see the point there is that there isn't any good causal link between the number of guns and either the suicide rate or the homicide rate or the number of fatal accidents.
Well, I mean, right now, especially right now, it's interesting that this study would come out given all this lockdown that's been going on. You know, they did a study looking at people 18 to 24 years old. And of those, of that age group, 25% of them have considered killing themselves while they've been locked down. So it's almost they're looking at this opportunity here where we might have more suicidal people. And they're trying to take it and tack on some gun control to it.
Well, the problem is that these studies take a while to write and get published. So I'm suspecting that the study was done well before it was started well before the lockdown. And I looked at the math. I'm fairly good with math.
Yeah.
This is a fairly sophisticated statistical study to come up with this number of about 0.9, I think they said 0.93%.
So did they give out the method and everything and have that peer-reviewed prior to publishing the study? John Lott does?
I believe they probably did. Now, I checked the math. There's a real simple way to check the math. And I did that, and it came out really close to their number. So the way they totaled up the total number of people that are killed with firearms over the course of a lifespan is, I think the math is reasonably good. It's their assumption about the firearms causing those deaths, which is not provable and certainly looks to be wrong. Because if there was a good correlation, a causation, you can't have causation without correlation. You can have correlation without causation, but you can't have causation.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break. This article is at the top. If you were to go to ammoland.com and look for all contributors, this would be the top one on the left-hand side under Dean Weingarten. It is a fascinating read. Go give that a look because the medical community is always coming after us, and I'm glad Dean's out there to sort of try to point that out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Oh, Teamster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Did you see where there's other information coming out now about what happened in Louisville? Have you seen that?
No. Fill me in on a couple of details.
Well, first of all, they made out like Breonna Taylor was not someone they were seeking, but she was actually on the warrant. They were seeking her.
They had the right address.
Right. The other part is that now I think some of the cops are saying we did announce, and they're saying the boyfriend fired through the door at them first.
Well, that may well have happened. That's what I assumed happened.
Sure.
It's just that nobody inside says they heard them announce. I mean, they always claim they did announce. And, you know, if you're outside an apartment, it depends how good the insulation and a whole bunch of different things, whether the people inside hear you.
Well, the thing that strikes me about this is for all of these things that we've seen, I mean, like their coroner's report on Breonna Taylor was surprisingly sparse. You know, they said things like there were no injuries present except for those 8 bullet holes in her and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And for all of those things out there that have come out and all these other things that have come out, still in Louisville, compared to other places, we have not seen the kind of protests and violence that we're seeing elsewhere.
Well, yes, and maybe Louisville just doesn't have as many radicals in it as other places. I don't know. But also, there has been an official response. They've put officers on leave, and they may have fired one. I think I heard something about that. So there is an investigation ongoing, and that's what's happening, too. Of course, that's what happened with the George Floyd situation, is that right away they fired officers, I think incorrectly, because they didn't follow the proper procedure. But Louisville just seems to be somewhat different. They're having demonstrations, but from what I've heard, they aren't as violent as they are in some other places.
Well, the other thing, the other thing going on with this, like, as we see more and more of this stuff, the rogue cop thing, for me, begins to sort of recede, and I'm beginning to question how fast I am when it comes with some of this stuff. I'm beginning to think maybe I need to hold off on some of my calls here.
Oh,
because,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's you have to do it a case-by-case basis, and there are cases where the police clearly made egregious errors or even lied. We have the case down in Houston where there's several officers are now facing felony charges. But you look at the case up in Minneapolis with Floyd, and now we're seeing the body cam videos coming out that weren't released for months.
Yeah.
And we're saying, you know, maybe these police were following the procedures as they were taught. So it's you have to look at each case, and I have tried to be a voice saying, let's follow the rule of law, back off, don't make extreme judgments immediately, let's see what we know, let's find out, let's do an investigation. You have to follow proper procedure, you have to investigate and find out, because just one video doesn't always tell the whole story.
Right. Well, that's the thing, isn't it? And the other thing is that like in the case of George Floyd, putting their knee in somebody's neck was actually something they had in their handbook.
In their training.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's slideshows that have been come out showing that training and what it was used for, and the officers are heard in the body cam videos saying, this looks like, I think, excited delirium syndrome is the phrase they use, which the slideshow specifically showed that you should use that neck restraint with.
Right. So.
So, I've come away from this believing that, yeah, of course we have situations where officers are corrupt or make the wrong decisions, or cases where we rely on poor procedure, like I think we use no-knock warrants way too much. They should be tremendously restricted over what we use them.
Yeah, that's
something
they should definitely reform.
But overall, you look at it statistically, the officers do a pretty good job in the United States.
Yeah, but I think, and this sort of dismays me that I sort of fell to this spell myself, these things were there arresting cops and firing cops before they investigate the cops.
Exactly.
That was a bad direction to go in.
I agree.
That was a 100%. Really bad direction for them to go in. Even with Derek Chauvin or whatever his name is out of Minnesota, the guy that the officer involved with Rayshard Brooks.
Right.
I mean,
in
Atlanta.
Yeah, that's in Atlanta, right?
I mean, all of this stuff has to be.
That looks a lot more likely to be following procedure and justifiable.
Yeah.
And I think that Chauvin will never be convicted of murder. Maybe, you know, negligent homicide or something like that at most.
Right.
Now, I wanted to mention a little bit more about the medical study.
Well, you got 2 minutes, so.
Okay. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
And that is that in those studies, they almost never mention any beneficial effects of owning firearms. So it's as if they have a drug that is said to cure cancer, and they only look at the side effects, and they never check to see if there's any cures for cancer. They assume the only outcomes of having firearms are bad ones, that there's no beneficial effect. And that's just a lie. I mean, it's a way of lying. You look at only half of the equation. And when we have in the neighborhood of somewhere between 500,000 and 2 or 3 million defenses, uses of firearms in a year, there's a lot of beneficial effects to take into account. And it's something that in the medical journals, I just don't see them looking at.
With them, you know, some of the stuff that they actually try to pursue, it makes me wonder, because if you listen to the CDC, there's 3 million defensive gun uses per year. And if you want to really go with that number, doesn't that sort of indicate that there's 3 million injuries slash deaths prevented?
Lots of different things. You know, everything from protecting your property from firearms to displaying a firearms to somebody who is threatening you on the street and they run away.
Sure.
That's a broad number. It covers a whole lot of things. It's hard to know. But I can tell you that we greatly undercount the number of justifiable homicides there are in the United States. There have been
studies. Hang on for me. We'll cover that when we get back. You can find Dean's stuff at Ammoland. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Laura is now a Category 4 storm. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Laura is extremely dangerous and moving in the direction of the Texas and Louisiana coasts. As far as the timing of the storm, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says,
we anticipate the onset of the tropical storm force winds to hit Texas around 7 p.m. tonight. And then landfall of Laura should occur around 1 a.m. tonight.
A teenager is in jail for his connection with the deadly shooting of a rider in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Kenosha police are working on getting the teen transferred into Wisconsin as he was arrested in Illinois. And President Trump is sending federal law enforcement to Kenosha to help restore law and order. This is USA Radio News. In financial news, another record day for the S&P as it added 35 points to finish at 34.78. At the closing bell, the Dow was up 83 points to finish at 28.331, and the NASDAQ jumped 198 points. The U.S. Justice Department is requesting data from Democratic governors of Pennsylvania, Michigan, New York, and New Jersey on COVID-19-related orders that may have resulted in thousands of elderly nursing home residents dying. More than 32,000 people have died from the virus in New York, 15,000 have died in New Jersey, 7,600 in Pennsylvania, and 6,600 in Michigan. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control. The states also require nursing homes to admit COVID-19 patients to their vulnerable populations, often without adequate testing. That's according to the Department of Justice. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Live. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Dean Weingarten. Have you been following what's going on in Kenosha?
I have. I have an article on deck at Ameland. It just hasn't been published yet.
Have you seen the stills coming from the video they took of that kid, a 17-year-old kid who shot and killed two people that were attacking him? And
yes,
I'm having a little trouble understanding why they're charging him with murder. Now, I understand how
it's a good question. I think it's probably political, and probably they have a number of people who aren't under oath yet telling them that he killed somebody without any justification. That's what we see in these cases. We have a bunch of people who are in the crowd or claim to be, or are just Antifa supporters. They have a whole branch of people that they call internet defenders, that their job is to put out spin after an incident to spin it the way they want it.
Gotcha. Well,
and
yeah, but
that's what
here's the thing.
Happening.
In a lot of these cases, right, the cops will be there on the scene, but while the Antifa are swarming somebody, they're standing back. And the only possible hope anybody has of surviving this is to fight back. And then,
well, what happened in this case is even clearer, because the first guy was shot. What happened is that this young man, apparently it's Kyle,
Whittenhour or something like that, Whittingham.
Yeah, I've got it. I just don't have it in front of me. But first name's Kyle, and he is the first guy shot. He is running away from people who are chasing him. And he runs into this car dealership, and there's a guy, the leader, gets within, I don't know, 20, 30 feet of him and throws something at him. Some people say it was an incendiary device. Others, it's not clear, okay? And then about 5 seconds later, both of them have just gone out of camera range or the cell phone range, and a couple of shots ring out. And then the next scene you see is from the other side, where Kyle comes around out of a couple of cars, you know, where he'd run in from the other side, and he comes around and he goes up to where this person that he shot is there, and he gets his cell phone out, and in the video I was watching, they say that he is calling 911. Then more people from the mob come up, and some people threaten him, and he takes off running again. And they run after him. And that's where we have the much clearer sequence where he trips, goes down in the street. There's about at least 5 to 6 people chasing him. I think there's more, but you just can't see the entire scene. And he goes down in the street, and they start coming up to him, and he gets the rifle up a little bit, and at least 2 of the people back off, and he doesn't shoot them. Then from almost behind him, a third person comes up and tries to stop him. I think that he manages to do a butt stroke on the leg or something. That guy goes down and then starts limping away. While he is down, the second attacker comes up with a skateboard and tries to hit him with a skateboard. You can see it real clearly in the still shot.
Right.
And as they're struggling, he manages to get a shot off. And he shoots that guy, who is the second fatality, I believe, in the body. And when he shoots that guy, a third attacker is coming up on him, who it turns out has a pistol in his hand. And that guy, like, stops, just about coincident with that shot. And then Kyle points a gun at him, and he does not shoot. And then, like, a second or two later, he tries to close with Kyle again, and that's when Kyle shoots him in his gun arm. So it sounds like, you know, from what I see on the video, it looks like justifiable self-defense to me.
Now, the question becomes,
you're familiar with a concept in the law called disparity of force.
Of course, yeah. He was facing that a lot.
And if you have a bunch of people chasing after you, and you have reason to believe they may try to kill you, knock you down, and stomp you to death, I mean, look at what happened in Portland just a few days ago. You can use deadly force to stop that from happening. And if I were Kyle, that's the defense I would say. These guys were trying to kill me. So I took out the one who was closest chasing me. Then I tried to help him. Then they threatened me some more, and I ran off again.
Now, the one thing I guess is my question is that this kid is 17 years old.
Correct.
Can he legally have
it? Reported.
Yeah. Can he legally have an AR-15?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Now, the reason is, at first I thought there was no question but that he could. But back in 1999, under Governor Doyle and Clinton was president then, the federal government was pushing very hard to make it illegal for minors to have guns. And Wisconsin passed a law saying that you couldn't, somebody under the 18 could not possess a firearm except in very limited circumstances, essentially while hunting or target shooting.
Right.
And it's there in Wisconsin statutes. And so they can charge him with a Class A misdemeanor, which is up to 9 months in jail, for possession of a rifle while being a minor. Now,
but then the question comes, though. You know, we've heard the article of the instance of the 15-year-old who used an AR-15 to defend himself when a bunch of guys were trying to kick in the door and everything. Where are they going to draw the line? And was this guy out there, like, on patrol with an AR-15? Was he with his parents? I mean,
It depends on who he was with.
Yeah.
And whether he had legal authority to have the AR-15. We don't know that or not. But there is a part of the law in Wisconsin that says that if somebody was killed when a minor had control of a gun, that the person who supplied the gun to the minor can be charged with a felony. But if he was supplied the gun, he lives apparently 12 miles away across the border in Illinois.
Right.
If he was supplied with the gun in Illinois, and it's going to be kind of hard for the Wisconsin authorities to charge the person in Illinois with illegally supplying the gun under a Wisconsin law.
Right.
But But Illinois has this FOID card situation where you're not supposed to have a gun unless you have an FOID, firearms owner identification. And so it might be illegal for him to have one in Illinois as well.
This sounds like it's going to be very complicated.
The FOID card concept is being reviewed by the courts as to whether it's constitutional or not.
This sounds like it's going to be a very complicated thing to unwind. I'm sure they will.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sure they will. He did show a great deal of poise. I will say this.
For
his age.
He showed enormous restraint.
Yeah. And, I mean, he didn't accidentally shoot anybody.
He could have shot people when he didn't.
Yeah. So.
And then immediately after, he goes to the police, and he raises his hands up in the air trying to surrender him, but they ignore him.
Yeah, I saw pictures of that, too. We're coming up on the last break. You've got an article coming out about that, right?
Yes, I do.
And for people that are looking for this kind of stuff, now, when Dean gets a hold of this, he's going to take a very forensic look. And you'll be able to find this at Ammoland.com, where well over 1,500 of Dean's articles that he has written over the course of time reside today. He is, as far as writers are concerned, he is one the most consumed writer about the gun culture in the United States today. That's pretty good. You should make a business card out of that, Dean. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Speaking with Dean Weingarten as we go along here. Have you been paying attention to the vernacular coming from the Democrats as we work our way into this election, as we get past these?
To a certain extent, I mean, what they usually do is to coach everything in the terms of safety, and they don't mention that their policies end up, in effect, disarming lots of Americans and eliminating the Second Amendment. But that's the effect of the policies they are pushing.
Well, I mean, they keep, here recently, the new thing coming out of the Democrats, and I don't know if you remember this, I'm sure you probably do, but in the debates with Hillary Clinton, Trump was asked if he would concede defeat if it looked like he lost the election in 2016. He said, I don't know, maybe not.
Right.
And Hillary Clinton, of course, she thought that was the biggest affront to democracy she'd ever heard in her life. Now she's out there saying, Do not concede. And now Al Gore, another Democratic loser, is out there saying, do not concede. And it's almost like they're trying to paint the picture that Trump has already lost, even though that is clearly not the case and is probably not going to be the case. I saw a projection, an Electoral College projection, where he gets 376 electoral votes.
And I think that's very possible.
Yeah.
And if you listen to what Hillary says, she just flat out says, no matter what the circumstances, do not concede. And she says, we're going to have a whole battery of lawyers, all kinds of lawyers set up to contest things. And unstated, but kind of in the background, is look at all the riots we'll be able to generate. You know, we can force Trump out whether we win the election or not, seems
right
to be what she is saying.
Yeah, and now Al Gore's gotten that. He's getting out there now saying the military will force him out if he loses. And, Gore won the popular vote, too.
Yeah, by who?
Yeah, well, that's going to be the thing, isn't it? That's
and it is.
Thing.
It is very disappointing to me to see a number of retired generals being trotted out by the media as if they are some kind of expert, saying that the Army is going to be very willing to get rid of Trump when he refuses to follow the election result, when in fact it is the Democrats who are outright saying they will not accept the election result, and these officers are just a tiny minority of the retired officers out there, most of whom I suspect support President Trump.
Very likely. I would think all the field grades do, without a doubt.
Well, all is a pretty encompassing word, but I think it's a large
majority of field grades would. I think.
Yeah, I would think so. and even probably quite a few generals, but a lot of generals got replaced during the Obama years.
Yeah. So
I personally know of a fair number of people that got out during the Obama years because they were so fed up with the political correctness that was creeping into the military. I mean, being pushed from the top down very hard.
Well, the other thing that bugs me about this upcoming election is that mail-in voting has been tried all over the world, and it has been abandoned all over the world because it is so susceptible to fraud.
Yeah,
all over the world they've tried this.
It's almost impossible to guarantee the vote. And there's many reasons. There's several stages in the process where the vote can be tampered with.
Sure.
I mean, it can be something as simple as somebody going around to mailboxes in rural areas where they know they vote Republican and looking for a ballot being sent. And then just find the ballots and grab them and dispose of them.
Right.
They just never get in.
Right.
And similar things can be done in urban areas. Mail carriers can be corrupted.
Yeah, I'm going to be going and voting. And, you know, most of even Fauci and Burks have gotten out there and said, you know, you can go and vote. But, I mean, from my standpoint, the Democrats are out there touting Biden-Harris as the strongest gun safety ticket in history.
Yeah, it is amazing. They've gone all in on essentially dismantling the Second Amendment. And the way they'd have to do it is to pack the courts, to get rid of conservative voters, or at least add so many far-left justices to the Supreme Court that they overwhelm the four conservatives that are there. You notice I'm not necessarily including just Chief Justice Roberts in that number.
Right. Well, I mean, they'd have to have openings unless they're going to pack the court and add more...
They're talking about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everything they talk about, if I don't get it, because I'll tell you the one thing that they seem to be ignoring, and they're talking all this big talk and everything, all this violence is hanging around their neck on a chain right now.
I think so. I mean, I don't, but I guess the only thing I can see is they're desperate. They're just desperate. They see a very strong potential of losing to Trump.
Yep.
And if President Trump is elected for another four-year term and puts in more originalist justices, huge amounts of what they have worked hard to achieve in degrading rights under the Constitution are likely to go away. And significant amounts of the bureaucracy that has been hobbling U.S. industry and society for decades is likely to be made simpler and easier. Trump has already got a good start on doing a fair amount of that. And a lot of this stuff is just idiotic. I mean, doesn't make any sense. And he's just streamlining processes. One of the things that hasn't been talked about much is that the Trump administration has worked to settle lawsuits so that people can exercise their Second Amendment rights on Corps of Engineers land.
Yeah.
And the Corps has come very close to finalizing the rule that would allow people to do that.
Yeah.
And they do that subject to state law. So if you're in a state that doesn't recognize the Second Amendment, like, say, Hawaii or maybe New York or New Jersey, it probably won't help you all that much. But in the rest of the country, it's a step forward.
Well, I think when Trump gets reelected, I think he's going to look at this and say, I'm going to work on my legacy now. I'm going to FCC go after social media and all of these tech giants. I want that leveled out. I'm going to get rid of this. I'm going to drain the swamp. I'm going to do this. And in the meantime, all of the media, even Fox News. Fox News is out there. They've got a article in this article about Gore saying the military would remove him from office. They're saying an aggregate of polls by Real Clear Politics shows Biden leading Trump. And they're using the Real Clear Politics because a lot of people think Real Clear Politics is sort of neutral. So therefore, it must be correct, right? But they're using polls that, you know, all these pollsters, they're just a bunch of propaganda guys.
had a couple of polls by Rasmussen and others showing that Trump's approval ratings have gotten the highest ever, and they're above Biden's now. So we have to wait for the best poll we can have, which is the actual election.
The tally. So I'm just watching all this stuff, and I hope nobody takes their eye off the prize and concentrates on just getting out and going and casting the vote. Don't worry about the exit polls. Don't worry about what the other polls say. And just remember how disappointing it was for Hillary when she had to turn all of that, all that champagne back in without popping the corks. So,
yes, indeed.
Now, just so you know, we will be here Friday because tomorrow I'm not going to, I've got to go to the doctor tomorrow. So we will definitely be here Friday.
Very good. I believe I will be here too, as long as
everything works.
Doesn't interfere.
Well, there will be nothing interfering. I've taken steps.
Very good.
That and a $1.50 will buy you. Well, no, not even $1.50 is not going to buy you a cup of coffee now. $5. That and $5 will buy you a cup of coffee.
Yeah, $5
now. Yeah, that's the going rate. You got to pay these prices. So anyway, thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
It's always a pleasure, and with any luck, I'll be with you on Friday.
Roger that. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this: it has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.